My name's Scott, and I'm angry. You know what really makes me angry? People. The other day, I was walking down the street in Biskistan, and this guy, he walks up to me and he says, "Hello." Hello? Hello yourself, first of all. Salam would be nice. Don't know why he's saying hello for. Second of all, I don't know you. Thirdly, have you not heard of coronavirus? Like, have you been living under a rock for the last few weeks? Here's some advice from me. Number one, wash your hands. No, I mean properly wash your hands. That's not washing your hands. No, when I say wash your hands, I mean properly wash your hands. I mean wash those babies. I mean wash them like they're covered in dung and now you're gonna have a meal. If it still doesn't make sense to you, then think about this. Imagine you've just crushed a handful of red hot chili peppers in your hands, and all those spicy-wicy bits have gone all over the tiny little corners and under your fingernails, and now you've got to perform open eye surgery on yourself using a mirror. How would you wash your hands if you had just played with hot red chili pepper? That's how you've got to wash your hands. And people might misunderestimate the whole washing your hands thing, but actually, it's very, very important. If everybody was just washing their hands like this at the beginning, we wouldn't be in this mess in the first place, maybe. Number two, social distancing. Now, what you've got to understand is that there's two types of people in the world. The first type is all touchy-feely. They like to shake your hand when they meet you and greet you and then speak really close to your face. They like to give you a nice warm hug. You know the type I'm talking about. When you're standing in a line, they like to stand really close to you. When you're standing in line to do wudu, they like to stand directly behind you. When you're praying your prayers, they like to touch your toes with theirs. You know, the type of people who like to put their hands on your shoulder and then affectionately nudge your head with theirs. No! And if they're feeling particularly themselves, they'll give you a nice little kiss on your cheek. You know, they're social people. Then there's a second type of people. My type of people. You know, people who don't like to shake your hand because they don't know where your hand's been. You know, the types of people who don't want to hug you on Eid or if it's your birthday, but they're forced to do it because of some awkward social imposition. Well, guess what? We're all gonna have to be like this now. And that's a good thing. Because we don't want this virus to be spreading. Alright. Number three. Stay home. I mean, what you got to go outside for? Oh, the weather's nice, is it? Here's a virus. Oh, you wanted to go to a party, did you? Here's a virus. Oh, you just wanted to see your good old friend who you haven't seen in a long time, who just arrived on his plane from a flight abroad. Oh, how nice. Here's a virus. You've got no reason to be going out, so what are you going out for? Most of us can do work from home, and those of us who can't, well, just take those precautions, will ya? Number four, be careful of the devices you've been using. Nowadays, everybody's got a phone in their pockets. But to an extent, you've got to be careful of that pocket. I mean, you're social distancing from people, but guess what? You've got to social distance a little bit from that technology in your pocket. Don't be touching somebody else's phone. What are you doing that for? Everybody sleeps with their phones. Some people even take their phones to their toilet. Disgusting. And then when you're using somebody else's laptop, or if your family is sharing a laptop or a computer, be a little careful with you. Number five, there's some common acts of courtesy that for some reason people still don't know about. I mean, I was raised to cover my mouth when I cough. I don't know why people don't understand these basic things. Nobody wants you coughing all over them, man, if you're not wearing a mask. Cover your mouth when you sneeze or cough. Or better yet, why don't you sneeze or cough into your own armpit? Not into somebody else's armpit, no. No, into your own. Number six, don't be travelling. No, unless it's absolutely necessary, you know what I mean? This is not the time for you to go and check out the Taj Mahal or any of the wonders of the world. Number seven, and this could be the most important one, so pay attention. Don't panic. No, be a man. And if you're a woman, you know, be a woman. The virus is like a dog. It can smell fear. We've even been recommended certain duas, prayers, to pray in these times of difficulty.
So stay calm. Recite the Quran.
Do your precautions, of course, but don't be freaking out about it. Here's a newsflash for you. You're not helping the situation by adding to everyone's fears. Yes, we've got to take precautions, but if you're one of those people who's running around buying a year's supply of toilet roll, like how much do you poo-poo, or other essentials and food, stocking it in your house while others are hungry, if you're one of those people who's running around going, "We're all gonna die," then you're not helping the situation. You're just making it worse. Islam teaches us to take the due precautions, listen to the medical experts, and at the same time, know that everything's in the hands of Allah. And that means don't be stressed. Okay, you got that? All right. Your hands.